When most people think of the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness, they probably don't think of a large gold mine. But because of an old law, Idaho's landmark wilderness could soon host new mining. Frankie Barnhill reports.
The Forest Service is asking for public comments on plans to build a road and allow drilling equipment in the remote area. But the question being put to the public is not whether the gold mine should be allowed to exist. Because of an 1872 law, it's perfectly legal to mine in areas now designated as wilderness. University of Idaho Professor Emeritus Jay O'Laughlin says the rule was one compromise that allowed the 1964 Wilderness Act to pass.
Long before there was the idea of creating a wilderness in central Idaho, there were gold mines out there. There were cattle being grazed out there. There were airstrips. All of this seems antithetical to the idea of wilderness, until you realize that wilderness is not created without compromise.
But there's still a chance this operation won't go forward. O'Laughlin says if the public insists on a high level of environmental standards for the mine, the Forest Service could deem it unprofitable before it even starts. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.